My makeup is dripping down my cheeks, so I run the same t-shirt under my eyes, doing my best to get rid of the raccoon look I'm sporting. Then I head back to my bathroom. Oh, you got the water to stop. I smile in relief. He scowls over his shoulder at me.
It only required the use of a wrench.
His tone implies that I'm an idiot for not knowing that fact. I cross my arms. Is there a problem? He stands and turns to face me, grumbling something under his breath that I can't make out, but I'm sure I caught the word wings in there somewhere.
A big one.
He crosses his arms, which makes the muscles in his arms bulge. I wish I didn't notice, since this guy seems like a Class A jerk. What kind of big problem? Can't you just replace the handle and spout? He shakes his head.
The big problem is this.
He turns and pushes on the tile in my shower near the corner where the tile meets the tub.
See how this is moving?
I walk forward, careful to not get too close to him, and watch as the tile moves in every time he pushes on it. Yeah, so? He straightens up, but I don't have time to step back, so he's right in front of me, and I realize for the first time how tall he is.
So, it shouldn't do that. It means you have water behind the tiles. And more than likely mold. This entire shower needs to be ripped out.
My jaw goes slack. Are you sure?
Well, you're the one who couldn't use a wrench to turn off the water. What do you think?
I narrow my eyes. Right now, I think you're being pretty rude to a paying customer. He blows out a breath and pushes his hand through his hair. I can't help but wonder what it would feel like to run my own hands through his hair. Then I want to slap myself for mooning after yet another jerk.
Listen, I'm not trying to be rude. You just pulled me away from something when you called. This isn't exactly how I wanted to spend my Friday night.
Right. I'm sure he had some hot date or something.